I know why New Yorkers have a bad reputation. When I lived in New York City, I came up with my own way to keep unwanted solicitation at bay. I simply left my earphones in, all the time, whether I was actually listening to anything or not. Keeping my earphones in was like wearing a sign that said, "Leave me alone." That's the unspoken rule, isn't it? If I'm wearing earphones, I don't want to talk to you. If I'm wearing just one earphone, I might talk to you, but I can still ignore you if I want. It worked remarkably well. As a single woman in a city like New York, it was necessary to avoid certain types of interaction with strangers. Thanks to my earphones, I didn't have to deal with people asking me for money or trying to coerce me into going to some back alley basement for a casting call, or even proposing marriage because some old man is looking for an American wife. Yes, that actually happened. Twice. But sound is such a big part of our perception that I started wondering what else I missed by blocking it out. I couldn't really recall what Times Square sounded like, except by the last song I listened to while I meandered through the crowds under the neon lights. And even though I frequently went to Central Park to escape the hustle and bustle of the city, I didn't know if it was genuinely serene because it was whatever I made it with my personal walking soundtrack. Maybe it was working too well. So, one day, I decided to leave my headphones at home. I remember the whirring sound that the dark, dingy bus made while zipping through the Lincoln Tunnel that day, and the chorus of chatter that erupted around me when I disembarked on the corner of 42nd and 8th. Horns honked, music blared from storefronts, and I heard a dozen languages at once. The city sounded so alive that I just stood on the corner and took it all in. It wasn't long before a man approached and asked if I had 35 cents. I told him, truthfully, that I didn't. He just shrugged and walked away. A moment later, I gave directions to a group of very grateful-looking tourists trying to make sense of a map. I continued walking to wherever it was I went that day. I still ignored the flyer boys. I was a New Yorker, not a tourist, after all. I don't remember every detail, but I remember seeing the city with new eyes. Unsolicited interaction or not, I was there, inhabiting space and experiencing it with all of my senses. I wish I could say that I continued leaving my earphones at home, but that wouldn't be entirely true. I did, however, put them away more often, and the memories I made while walking around unplugged, the memories I made while experiencing New York City with all of my senses, those are the memories that I carry with me to this day.